Hello and welcome to YHTV's Exploring Yoga Therapy. One of my favorite topics. I'm Christina Souza Ma, your host for this program. Yoga therapy is so vast and so amazing. And I invite you to listen right now to an excerpt from an interview I did, or a show I did, with Soleil Heppner, who is also a part of Phoenix Rising Yoga Therapy. And here is the episode, Traditional Therapy Goes Somatic. This is only an excerpt clip. Enjoy. I mean, you have such an amazing background because, as we all know, a lot of people who are from the healing arts and therapeutic sides, they are definitely not techies.
Yeah.
And this is why I think you fit in so well with the Yoga Hub family, because you were one of the first to jump in and go, I'm there. I understand. Yeah. I get this.
I can do it. I love wearing earphones and I love working on Skype with you all. And I just think it's so cool technically what we've been able to do.
So, it's amazing, isn't it?
And I even do sessions, you know, through Skype, and I use some of that technology as a way of doing the work as well. So it's been interesting to see how the technology, I'm probably using technology more than I ever did when I was actually in high tech, just because it's so much more a part of our lives.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. More and more so.
For better or for worse.
Yes. Well, you know, we just have to move with the times no matter what.
That's right. So my son tells me.
So Soleil, you've moved through Phoenix Rising Yoga Therapy, and you are still teaching and training others to learn those modalities and that technique. And of course, this whole mind-body movement, you know, the finding balance between the trinity, I call it, you know, body, mind, spirit, it's really coming to the forefront. I mean, there's been a huge paradigm shift in the past few years where people are beginning to understand, you know, that those pills that they've been taking, or those diets that they've been doing, or those sessions, whatever modalities that they've been working in, the more traditional therapies and medicines and everything, it's starting to, you know, it's there. Mm-hmm. And it's there for a benefit, for reasons, but now they're starting to realize that there are other ways to find a new path that is maybe more suitable at this time of their life. So how is it
Exactly. Well, it's interesting. You know, my own path and moving from high tech into therapy was really run by my body. So I'm one of those people who, when I was in high tech for the 20 years I was in it, probably for about 18 of those years, I had chronic back pain. And I also had many years of migraines, which I got divorced and those went away, surprisingly. And then I also had a bout with cancer. So my body could not have been speaking any louder about how unhappy and frustrated I really was in my life, and how I was not living my purpose and doing what I really should have been doing. But I didn't know how to listen to my body, and no one really told me how to listen to my body. I went to therapists, but I went to, you know, chiropractors and PTs for my physical stuff, and I went to, you know, therapists for the unhappiness, but somehow they weren't coming together. And so I'm loving now being a part of a world and in the healing world where those things are starting to come together, where it's recognized that the stress that is showing up in your body, however it shows up, is connected to what's happening in your life. And that if you can change your body, you might actually change your mind and therefore your life. So there's this wonderful TED Talk that people keep sending me stuff. And this is one that people sent. It was a TED Talk by a woman named Amy Cuddy. And I think I actually gave you a slide on this. But Amy Cuddy is a professor at Harvard University. And she's also a social psychologist. And her research, she was interested because she says, okay, we know that the mind can change the body. Placebo effect is one of those ways that we know that. Her question was, can the body change the mind? And it's not that, can our bodies change other people's minds? So in other words, like when I talk in front of a group, not like here with you, which is a little bit different, but when I talk in front of a group and I'm speaking and someone starts to yawn, then I know, ooh, I might need to pick it up a little bit, especially if a few more people are looking a little bored, right? So we have body language and it might change the way someone, you know, responds to you. She wasn't interested in that. She wondered if our body language can actually change our own minds. And so it's like this. When I was first setting up to talk with you all, I'm sitting on a couch right now. It's kind of the best place in my little office area that has the best background for you. And I'm not used to actually doing these. Usually I would sit at my desk, but the background in my desk isn't very pretty, right? So I'm sitting on this couch and I did this. I'm going to show you. So my body, when I sat on the couch, I'm removing a pillow, was way back here. Now, when I sit like this, I don't know about you, but for me, I feel like Lily Tomlin in that really big chair. I feel like this little girl rocking back and forth, like I have no power here. And my hips are sunk below my knees. I'm not very comfortable. And so when I set up for you, I thought, I need to sit up. I need a more powerful position. I'm speaking with you, and I want people to find this interesting. And I need to feel a little more interesting in my body. I need to come forward and all. So I purposefully sat myself up so that I could be in a position where I felt more interesting and engaged. And so what Amy Cuddy says is that if I were to sit in this position for at least 2 minutes, my body can actually change my mind into believing, oh, I'm more interesting. I'm a little more engaged here and a little more powerful here. And certainly it really does work. Mm. So that's the connection, you know, between why we have a lot of things that went from the mind to the body. A lot of the traditional therapy went from mind to body. But now the question is, can we move from body to mind and complement? It's not that one is right over the other. It's just that we have tools that we can use now in both directions. Mm. And Phoenix Rising in particular is one that moves in the direction from the body to the mind.
Mm. Very interesting. Which it brings up some memories for me. Years ago when I did an acting class with... gentleman who was like the protege to Viola Spolin, and she was one of the founders of what they called theater games. He continuously through his years travels throughout the world to find different techniques on how to get actors in touch with what their characters are. And what is interesting is exactly what you say is like a lot of us, you know, we're heady, we read and we apply or we use our mind to move through life. And his technique that he had learned from a tribe in South America was to put it in the body first and see what emotions arise. So when we shifted the breath, like if we just started to pant, sitting in place or pant, the body would automatically follow in its rhythm. The next thing we knew, you know, it would bring up certain emotions and we would move through the characters as such. So people who, you know, it's kind of dangerous to mess with your mind sometimes when you're working on characters, of course.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, you can get pretty dark.
Things can pop out quick. Huh?
Yeah. You can get pretty dark and get stuck in those areas because the mind is so powerful. So instead, it was the opposite. It was bringing it through the body to the mind.
Yeah.
And
that's exactly how, that's exactly how Phoenix Rising works. So we take it from the body. Now, unlike you when you're acting, you know, in Phoenix Rising, the intention is to actually see what comes up when you touch into those parts that are nonverbal.
Mm-hmm.
And when it clicks something in the mind. Now, one of the best people who discovered this connection is Bessel van der Kolk. Now, he's a professor of psychiatry at Boston University. Yes, there he is. And he talks about how working with trauma, which is his specialty, working with those who are dealing with trauma shuts down places in the mind where talk therapy tries to go. So the verbal parts of the mind actually shut down. And what you really need to do is come in through the nonverbal part. And he specifically says and talks about the research that they did on yoga and mindfulness meditation as one of the which can have this, as he says, profound impact on the activation of critical parts of your brain that helps you be in charge of yourself. So he started, so not only is he a professor, but he started a trauma center in Brookline, Massachusetts. And one of the aspects of that trauma center is yoga. They use yoga. And in fact, the yoga teacher and psychologist from the center, I don't know if you can see this, it's the book Overcoming Trauma Through Yoga. So he says, reclaiming your body. They actually wrote how yoga can be used to overcome trauma, how getting in through the nonverbal parts of the brain can actually shift what's happening in the body and therefore the mind and therefore your life.
Mm-hmm.
And so he had a wonderful interview with Krista Tippett on Being on NPR in July, just on this exactly. Ask me a question. my mind just went blank and my body went, okay, now what?
that's the beauty of being live on something, right?
Yeah.
he is a psychiatrist.
Yeah.
So he already has been able to see the effects. He has been able to see how scientifically.
Yes. So there has been a lot of research on mindfulness and yoga specifically. And indeed, a lot of talk therapists now are starting to use mindfulness as a very big aspect of the therapy realm now. And in Phoenix Rising, we're starting to see therapists come into the somatic realm. So I've been teaching Phoenix Rising level 1 and 2s since 2007. And when I first started teaching them, and even before that, when I was assisting them, I recognized that most of the people who came in came from the yoga world or came from a more body-based modality, whether that was physical therapy or chiropractors or yoga teachers. Very few came in from high-tech corporate like I did, but it was mostly body-based people. Over the past 7 years, then, or 6 years since I've been teaching, that's changed dramatically. So whereas I may have had 10 or 20% of the people as therapist way back in 2005, 2007, at about 2009, 2010, I started recognizing we were getting 50-50 therapist to body people. And now it's more like 80% of the people. And in fact, I have a training coming up, a level 1 training in November. And so far, everyone who signed up is a therapist or a psychiatrist. And I'm recognizing the shift that's happening in the therapeutic world. And that question of how do we include the body in the work with our patients is becoming really critical. Now, a lot of people have started with mindfulness. And mindfulness is wonderful. It is the first step in Phoenix Rising and yoga and wherever. And it means to really pay attention, to stop what you're doing and pay attention. So, for example, a talk therapist may have their patient or client in front of them, and they may notice their patient, you know, kind of gulping or not breathing a whole lot or holding their body in a certain way. And they may say something like, you know, what's going on in your body right now, right? Start paying attention to your body. Or they may do something like this instead. They may notice something happening in their own, there are a couple modalities that do this. They feel something in their own body in order to show some kind of empathy and connection with their client. They'll say, you know, I notice that I'm not really breathing so much. Like all of a sudden my breath has gotten kind of short. Are you noticing that as well? And indeed, that's one way of connecting in with your client and have them start using somatic awareness, right? So mindfulness is very good at somatic awareness. Then there's the next step. The next step takes you into, okay, the awareness is there, but what, one, is the awareness telling you? And two, what if you could change what's happening in your body? So mindfulness doesn't take the next step, whereas Phoenix Rising does. Okay. So for someone who, and we do it a little bit differently, here's what we would do. Now, as you can see from that picture that went up, we're actually sitting on a mat there. Okay. So whereas a therapist might be sitting in chairs and we can do our work in chairs as well, we might actually be on a mat. And so I may say something like, what's happening now in your body, right? So let me give you an example. I had a client come in to me. She's a therapist. And she came in very agitated. She said, I'm so glad I'm here. I just had a patient. She overdosed. And she was so distraught. And she said, I have to figure out what to do with this, how to talk to her and her parents, what I need to do. I have to, you know, I just have to take some moments here and figure out what I'm going to do about it. And as she started turning in and paying attention to her body with this intention of needing to figure out what she needed to do with this, she started paying attention to her body. She had this awareness in her body all of a sudden, and she said, I'm exhausted. I don't want to deal with this at all. I feel like I'm constantly giving to my patients, you know, and I'm constantly giving to my kids and my husband and my family. And, you know, she said, I'm exhausted. I can't do this. And I said, well, if you were to show exhausted, you know, in your body, if you were to exaggerate that, what it look that like? And right away, she just laid down on her back. And she's like this. And her arms are out. And she's like,
wow.
Oh. And I said, well, say more about this, you know, say more about what's happening in your body now. And she started going into how much she needed to really pay attention to her body. She said, I don't want to deal with this at all. In fact, her intention changed. She said, I need to relax. I need to stop thinking about all of this and figure out what's going on in my own body. So we laid there for a while. And she kept going back and forth. Of course, we make intentions and sometimes they come in through the back way, right? So as much as she wanted to relax, all she could do was continue to think about what was happening with her client and how she had to deal with it. But at the same time, her body was still showing her relaxed. And in about 5 minutes, she said, okay, I can stop now. I can stop my mind. And the relaxed was starting to creep in. Here it is, the body changing the mind, right? And so relaxed was coming. And that's what she chose and stayed with for the rest of the session. So there's that body changing the mind. And it's an active thing that happens. It's an active happening in the moment. So mindfulness, where it's wonderful, or mindful awareness therapies, it may be something other than strictly mindfulness, and we don't need to go into the difference of that. But mindfulness might simply go to having her notice, well, what's happening in your body? Mm-hmm. Rather than actually going into a more somatic experience and then using that experience to be in action and making some significant changes. So there's somatic awareness, and then there's the somatic experience and somatic action. Hmm. And that's where I think Phoenix Rising is so good. We take the awareness and move it into a true experience long enough so that you can come to action. Hmm. And our very last step, then I sat her back up at the end. We went through an integration process that went, you know, what just happened? And what's important about that when you look at your life? And essentially, she said, you know, I notice how much I do take care of others, and I'm really good at that, and I don't mind that, but I'm really not paying any attention to myself, and I'm starting to feel the effects of that. You know, I'm gaining weight, and I'm not, you know, I'm not eating right, I'm not paying attention between clients, I'm just kind of slogging through the day. And so she's having some what's called compassion fatigue. And so she said, so her action going out of there was to have some fun by herself in the next day or two. And she had, I'm not going to say what she was going to do, but
she was going to party.
right. So to put that into action is, I think what the therapists who come into the training are looking for, they're like, okay, we get mindful awareness, mm-hmm. we get somatic awareness. How do we take it to a new level? How do we do it for people, especially who are dealing with trauma, eating disorder, recovery, addiction, stress, anything that's really specifically happening in the body?
Well, I hope you enjoyed that moment with Saleh Heppner. If you enjoyed that, you may want to go back into Trinity of Life, episode 69, to listen to the full 1 hour show with her on Traditional Therapy Goes Somatic. She is just lovely and magnificent to work with. So thank you for joining us on Exploring Yoga Therapy. Now, any comments or suggestions, please just scroll down on your screen to the comment box and type it in there and click submit. And we will make sure to pass it on to Saleh or get right back to you. And if you prefer, you can just give us a call at 818-LET'S-TALK. 818-LET'S-TALK. Leave your message to us, your comments or suggestions, and we would just love to hear about what you might be dealing with in your life at this moment that yoga therapy may help you with. You'd be very surprised at all the different levels of yoga therapy, as I am. I just feel like I've touched the tip of the iceberg with that, hence why we've begun this show. And again, give us a call at 818-LET'S-TALK. Now, be sure to check out our new slate of shows for 2014. It's going to be a very, very exciting year, and we invite you to come play with us in our Zen Garden Box. Until next time, I'm Christina Suzuma. Namaste. YHTV's Magical Medical Tour. Come join Dr. Glenn Woolman and Christina Suzuma as they journey through the healthcare galaxy, interviewing doctors, healthcare practitioners, in the attempt to share ways to achieve optimal health. Join us on yogahub.tv every Tuesday at 10:30 a.m. Pacific, 1:30 p.m. Eastern.